Anything.
Are you the first one?
Yes.
Okay. You have a good Shabbat?
I did.
Good.
Did you?
I did. Do you want to get started or do you want to wait?
I'd rather wait.
Not a problem. It was good greetings from the Ari this time, I think.
Oh, they really have been wonderful. I had the article.
Randall.
The goosebumps.
Has joined.
Information about the 39 lights just was confirmation for me for something else. So I had not seen that before in that particular commentary.
Right.
I had been saving over the years things, anything I'd find on the loose bone, but I did not understand that. I didn't see the connection between the 39 work things on Shabbat with the 39 lights. So that was really timely, and I appreciated that.
And I will tell you that I only get those insights on the high energy days like the Hilulah for the Ari or Rabbi Shimon or
has joined.
I need to talk to you about something I saw from Friday's Song of Songs that has
okay.
to do with the virus.
Well, give me a call after.
Okay.
The
okay, I'll try to do that.
Or maybe before the later one. Good evening, everyone. We have been talking about a couple of subjects in case you were listening, but if you didn't understand what we were talking about, it's okay. Tonight's class is a deep Zohar class. Hopefully we will be finishing the section 17 from Parasha Vayera. We'll be starting with Pasuk 222 after the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha brichu ishkin pei bidkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu le'akda l'shem yud hei bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeinu. Pasuk 222. Vayigash Avraham vayomar atin garmeya lamit ha da ulai. We matzum sham tamishim shara mehamishim dehu sherutalaminda adasara dehu asira sofa de kol dargin. The translation. And Abraham drew near and said, means that he prepared himself before beseeching. Perhaps there are 50 righteous. He started with 50, which is the beginning of knowledge, until he descended to 10, which is the number of the last of all the grades. My commentary. There are 50 gates of understanding which connects to the beginning of knowledge. The last of all grades are the 10 Sephirot. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I saw the 50 and thought of Vena, and then the last of all grades, I thought of Malkuth. So I felt like he chose those numbers because he knew that he was traveling down the Tree of Life. And that's about what I saw with the 50 and the last of all grades. So,
well, I mean, yes, you are correct. He was traveling down the Tree of Life, but he wasn't. He's in Chesed. Vena's above Chesed, so that's why the concept that the 50 gates of understanding, the 50 gates of Vena, are really the connecting to Dot, which is the beginning of knowledge. Dot is knowledge.
Right.
So he was connected to the lower level of Dot, and he was making the connection from Vena. But there's also on a different level, a different understanding. He started with 50. Because he's looking for a community. And Vena is the mother of life. Vena represents the beginning of a community because she produces the children, Zeruntin and Malkuth.
Mm-hmm.
Then as he comes down, because he is representing Chesed, he doesn't skip right down to 10. He goes it step by step. But as we've discussed before, some of those steps are, he's skipping some numbers, and some of those steps we don't quite understand why he specified them.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I thought I got cut off.
Okay, well, what he's doing is connecting to he's unifying the three levels. He's starting with Vena, he represents Zeruntin, and the 10 is Malkuth. So he's unifying the three different levels, and that's what the verse is doing. I'm going to go on to verse 223, unless somebody would like to continue where we are. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Ad Asara Ilein Asara Yomim Devein Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim Begin Kach Shara Mechamishim Adasara, Puke Wandimata, La Sara, Amar Mikan, Ultamata, La Hu Atar de Kaima, Vishuva, Pagine, Ahla Nahat, Vasata, Me Asara. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Abraham stopped at the number 10, which represents the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, during which the 10 Sefirot of Malkuth are prepared to ascend to Bina. And this is why he started to plead for the 50, but stopped at 10. These symbolize the 10 Sefirot of Malkuth, which are corrected during the 10 days of repentance. As he reached 10, he said, from here downward, Malkuth is sweetened by Vena, was not a place for repentance, and he did not continue imploring and reducing the number under 10. My commentary is that with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it just makes us, when we think of 10 and we think of the 10 Sefirot, I don't think we think of the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur quite as quickly. So that was another frame of reference of 10 to be on the lookout for.
Can you think of any other frames of reference that relate to the number 10?
Well, that was my next thought.
You're beginning to think like a student of Kabbalah. That's really good.
You don't think that's about time after all these years?
Oh.
No comment. I didn't mean for you to answer. That was a rhetorical question.
No, I understand it was rhetorical, but
I was
considering some of the people who might be listening to the to a future recording, but I will let it go. And we grow every day, as you were about to say, and we grow every day, and that's really the issue. And just because yesterday I didn't know something, and today it occurred to me, it's just an indication of spiritual growth, and we need to appreciate and be thankful to Hashem for allowing us to reach that higher level.
Well, the higher you go, the less you feel you know. So
it keeps that's you very true. That you is know. Always
right. And if it's not what you think you don't know, it's also how selfish you are. That's the other side of the coin. You know, you keep seeing more of the selfishness and the So
the important adage to always remember, and it's something it's very hard to remember. But if you think you understand something, think again, because you don't. If you think you understand, you are missing so much. Because the statement is, I think I understand. You're putting the I word in there. You're putting the ego in there, and the ego will always conceal things from you. Does anybody have any other comments they'd like to make? Well, then tomorrow we will...
Wait, I would like to... Do you think that he really knew from the very beginning just how bad things were in Sodom and Gomorrah? And that there was no place of repentance and it was time for the destruction? Do you think he really knew that from the beginning? Or at least once the angels came to visit him. But being who he was, he was...
It's a good question. In my opinion, it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's a good question. And it's something that I invite you to have a meditation where you invite Abraham into your meditation. And you ask him the question.
Okay.
I could give you my opinion, but it's just an opinion. And one of the aspects of the students of Kabbalah is you start. I was even writing about it today as I was working on a preparation for one of the sections in Vayera. because I try and prepare ahead of time. And the without going into what the verse was saying and everything involved, the question, the Zohar asked a very good question. And you know, in the next verse or a couple of verses down the line, the Zohar is going to answer that question. But if I wait until the Zohar gives me the answer, I'm not really growing spiritually. You have to strive to attain your own answers. And even if it's wrong, it's okay, because you're utilizing your intuition to attain that answer. And if you find out later on that, oh, I got it right, you have the opportunity to control your ego. And if later on you find out that you're wrong, you get the opportunity to say, I strived, why didn't my intuition give me that correct answer? And maybe my answer is correct, and the Zohar is just giving me one of 70. But this is the process of exercising your mind. This is how we grow.
Well,
so your question is a good question. And I can give you my opinion, but your opinion is more accurate.
Well, the reason I ask was because if he really knew from the beginning that they were not worthy of being spared, but yet he still bargained with Hashem, or come put it that way. And to me, I see the parallel to today with the virus, and yet there's still within me the urge to find a key that'll unlock the door that Hashem will be merciful, because it's not just local, it's not just country, it's the whole world.
Correct.
And
remember what King David said, and I'm going to paraphrase.
Okay.
Even if the sword is at your throat, you can still do teshuvah. There, the statement here in the Zohar can't be correct.
But you know, mercy is unmerited favor. You don't deserve it. But Hashem can come through. That's what Keter is all about.
That is correct. And what is it really saying? That even if he knew that it was the time for the judgment and that they couldn't do repentance, it would still be that he needed to ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other secret that Rabbi Ashlag is giving us, Malchut is not sweetened by Bina when you don't have a level of a vessel called a minion. When you don't have all 10 Sefirot in place, Bina isn't capable of sweetening the judgment. Keter is, but Bina is not.
Well, I keep thinking of Elijah. I think it was Elijah. He thought he was all by himself, and Hashem told him, no, he had 7,000. Well, surely
right.
He can't find 10 people.
Well, today we don't know how many present generation human beings makes up a minion. We don't know how many people it takes for a minion. we do know that each individual human being is not a complete sephirot. When it came to the generation of the desert, each human being represented a sephirah. That's why there's 600,000. Whenever you have a number that is 1,000, you're dealing with chachma. And whenever you have a number dealing in 100, you're dealing with bina. So the number 600,000 is representing Zeran Pin, along with Bina, along with Chachma. So each of the 600,000 represented a Sephirah. But today, we had 600,000 souls, meaning males and females. That was the generation that left Egypt. But today we have approximately 6 million living in the land of Israel and approximately 5 million living in the United States and approximately 1, 2, or 3 million living in the other parts of the world. So we call it 15 million people. Does that mean that all 600,000 original souls are represented in that 15 million? We don't know how many people make up a minion. But that doesn't mean that I can't impact the whole world through my prayers. Because I can. If I come from a place and approach Hashem with a broken heart, I can impact the whole world. So now that I've made everything as clear as mud, because you have nothing else to ask, which I know is not true.
No. It just made me think of Jonathan Pollock. You know, I followed him through the years and his wife's letters and everything. And to me, every time counting Elmer, counting around, and, you know, in English, when you read Psalm 67 and it has to do with releasing the prisoners, I would always name his name. And I even, something I've never done before was try to telephone the president, you know, in his behalf. I did things that I'd never done before. But I don't think I ever reached the point that I had a broken heart until one time. Finally, it happened, and it was not too long after that he was released, but he's still in America, so his time shouldn't be too much longer to be able to go back to Israel, but I do know what that feels like, so I always feel like women can reach that point with empathy for others, and always visual, but the third eye see the bottles of filled with tears that are kept. When you have that broken heart,
and that's, well, I think you're going to find that the energy of the year ahead is quite interesting. So does anybody else have any questions or comments, thoughts they'd like to express? You all have a beautiful evening. as we are out of time.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom gadol.
Okay, shalom gadol.
Shalom.
Be well, Brandy.